I promise. I will not break into song at any time during the next hour of the show, nor will I choose a vice presidential running mate. So there, America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Stoffel will be by soon. Our special guest this hour is comedian Andrew Dice Clay. Yes, Dice is back. We will talk to Andrew about bringing the Dice character back. You may have seen the new show on Showtime called Dice. It's kind of like a Curb Your Enthusiasm type of thing. It's Andrew Dice Clay playing the Dice character. He now supposedly lives in Las Vegas. He's with his girlfriend. He's with his sons. And it's all things that happened to Dice. Do you remember when he was literally at the top of the heap in the comedy world? What, late 80s, very early 90s? He was the first person to sell out Madison Square Garden two nights in a row. That's almost 40,000 people. He was playing to huge crowds all across the country, and it all stopped. Well, now Dice is back, the character is back, and we'll talk about all things Dice with Andrew Dice Clay. Then it will be the Entertainment Report. And how can you have an Entertainment Report this week without talking about Kelly Ripa? Well, we will not go against the grain. Yes, we'll talk about all things Kelly Ripa. We start things off this hour with a very creepy moment in the 2016 presidential cycle. The whole thing's been creepy. This week it really went off the rails. Ted Cruz, who was about 400 delegates behind Donald Trump at this point and really has no mathematical possibility of getting the 1237. All right, here's what he's hoping for. He's hoping that Trump falls ever so short, or that for some reason the GOP is just going to rewrite the rules to try to get him in there, and that he's going to get into Cleveland in July and walk off as the nominee. Well, I don't think he realizes, and I don't think his supporters realize, that next to Trump, the last thing they want is Ted Cruz. Do you really think, in the political climate that we live in right now, that an ultra-conservative who really seems to be walking straight out of 1957 has a chance to beat anybody on the Democratic side, given the electoral map, the way things are right now once we get to November? Well, no matter how you feel about the whole thing, Cruz still feels as if he has a chance. So he decides he needs to do something bold, and that is name a vice presidential running mate. So he chooses failed presidential candidate Carly Fiorina. So we have the big announcement. We drag everybody out. What is the announcement? Ah, the announcement is Carly is on board. She's a member of this amazing ticket that really has no chance in hell of even getting a nomination, but still it feels good. So Carly decides she's going to creep us out even more.
I know two girls that I just adore. I'm so happy I can see them more. 'Cause we travel on the bus all day. We get to play. We get to play. I won't bore you with any more of the song. But they have four verses, Caroline and Catherine. Love you, girls.
Now, how bad do you feel for the Cruz daughters right now? Will they ever be able to show their faces in front of their friends ever again? Because here's this creepy woman singing songs about them. All right, so here we go with the candidate who's straight out of 1957, picking a potential running mate straight out of 1942 as she channels the Andrew sisters. Oh, man, did you feel as creepy and as cringy as I did just listening to that? Did you ever imagine this presidential cycle would turn into what it turned into? The fact that Bernie Sanders would gain as much traction as he even did. Now, see that he laid off a bunch of workers this week. That means the campaign is starting to wind down. And you go on social media and the uber Bernie maniacs refuse to let go. But let's be honest, there is no way that Hillary Clinton will not be the nominee on the Democratic side. And no matter what you think of them, unless they are willing to completely blow their own party up and change the rules at the last minute, there is no way Donald Trump is not going to be the nominee of the GOP. Get ready. November is going to be fun. Stay with us. Andrew Dice Clay is next. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
After a bad fall 8 years ago, my sleep was awful. I'd wake up in pain every single day and completely stiff. And then I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. My life has changed dramatically. MyPillow is amazing. It's fit to you, the type of sleeper that you are. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. The patented fill stays in place. You sleep like a baby. It is your turn now to enjoy this. I have a very special offer for you. Buy one MyPillow. We'll give you one for your partner free. That's right, two pillows for the price of one. Don't waste another night. Call 800-867-0058. That's 800-867-0058. Use the promo code AW for your free pillow and start sleeping better right away. Call 800-867-0058 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code AW. Two life-changing pillows for the price of one. Make the call. Every MyPillow is made in America. It comes with a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, a 10-year warranty. You can even wash and dry MyPillow. Make the call today before the offer ends.
Order in the court.
This is Attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Jim loves his fried chicken, so when he saw an advertisement for a restaurant that said it had the best fried chicken in the state, he couldn't wait to try it. But the chicken was greasy and salty. Now, Jim is insisting on a refund, or he plans on reporting the establishment to the Federal Trade Commission for false advertising. Is the restaurant in trouble? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
The law recognizes that no restaurant would advertise their food as just mediocre. So using words like best is not interpreted by the court as a promise or a warranty. Although Jim disagrees, he is not entitled to a refund. And that's the final verdict.